Next week, the 18th of June, is an international day to commemorate countering hate speech and to talk to us about the significance of this day and how hate speech can be countered through media and information is Professor Chaplain Kara, Deputy Dean, School of Journalism, Media and Communication Studies in the University of Juba. And we regret to tell you that Marina Modi will not be able to be with us this morning. And we are also joined in by Doreen Loboka, Communications and Information Specialist, UNESCO Juba. Good morning and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning and thank you.
Good morning and thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for making our time. Yes, I'll start with you, Professor. Just give us an overview of the problem of hate speech in South Sudan, and is it still a major challenge?
Yes, hate speech is a major challenge in the context of South Sudan. So it needs to be addressed through media and information literacy, which means you need to understand, you need to evaluate, you need to assess, and then find out the sources even of the information before you can actually comment on anything. So addressing hate speech requires the citizens of South Sudan to be media and information literate.
Right. Thank you so much. Now, Professor, borrowing from your experience, would you say that we are making progress or things are just getting worse when it comes to hate speech?
I really can't give you a clear answer whether we're making progress or not. But as you know, the environment in South Sudan is a conflict environment still at the moment. And the issue of enlightening citizens, you know, on how to be responsible in taking responsibility of their communication, culture, is still, I think, lacking in South Sudan. You find this hate speech is actually the cause of the ethnic conflicts, you know, all over South Sudan, where a particular group of people or individuals think badly about others. And therefore, they then create a language, you know, to portray those other people they do not like as enemies.
Right.
And then they use the language or words which symbolizes hatred among those people. And that is really the root cause of our what we call ethnic or tribal conflicts in South Sudan, even in other societal organizations or institutions. So that really need to be addressed by making people to be literate of, first of all, communication is a responsibility of individual. You know, you have to take your responsibility before you communicate to somebody, knowing very well that there are negative consequences.
Right, right. Well, thank you so much, Professor. Doreen, let's first talk about the day, the International Day to Commemorate Countering Hate Speech. Tell us about this day and what the significance is.
So, ideally, this day came up as a resolution from the UN General Assembly in 2021. And it came as a result of there were growing concerns of hate speech, issues of misinformation, and disinformation that were cropping up around the world, and the fact that the technological dynamics are changing these days. There's a lot of engagement with the internet and online media. So the UN General Assembly thought it wise that we should have this day to remind ourselves that we need to raise awareness about hate speech. But we also need to remind our governments to take action with reducing the risks of the dangers of hate speech. Say our hate speech can incite violence, hate speech could incite a genocide, like the case of Rwanda. So for us these days to remind governments to take action, individuals to take action, but to also raise awareness about its dangers.
Okay, so what's the significance to South Sudan?
To South Sudan. So for South Sudan is reminding ourselves, for instance, we are going through that transitional period and process, and we are also preparing for elections as well. So this is a time we need to begin thinking about these aspects of hate speech. How do we refrain from hate speech? How do we refrain from giving our wrong information, disinformation and misinformation? So it's the right time for us to prepare ourselves, but also remind communities and individuals that we take it upon ourselves to keep our communities safe but also keep our country safe.
Right. Yes. Well, thank you so much, Doreen. Now, Professor, coming back to you, what do we mean by hate speech? If you disagree with someone's opinion, can that be considered or classified as hate speech?
No, there's a difference between hate speech and having a different opinion. Hate speech is an intended, you know, is a deliberate planned, you know, intention to sow your feelings that you don't like someone, or you don't like other group of people, or you don't like something. So that is what is meant by hate speech. And then the expressing it now is the pain that is in your mind, in your heart, you know, that you want to express. And that's when you use negative words.
Right.
Words that diminishes, you know, the standing of a person, or words that symbolizes your dislike of the person. So that is exactly what hate speech is, clearly showing that, you know, and it could also lead to harm, you know. You can actually threaten. You can actually threaten the person if the person does not do what you need the person to do. So hate speech is actually planned. It is actually a planned thing.
Right.
You know, and deliberate. It's a deliberate decision against someone or against a group of people or even against society.
Right. Thank you so much, Professor. Doreen, still on what UNESCO has and on this International Day, are there things or is it what is UNESCO doing in countering hate speech?
So for UNESCO, we do a lot, and I want to highlight that we have a mandate to promote quality education, our cultural expression as well. We have a department on natural and human sciences, and then communication and information. So in terms of what we are doing on countering hate speech is we have a number of publications that are targeted for educators, but also different groups of people to educate ourselves about hate speech. But we are also introducing and talking to government to come up with policies and regulations that are aimed at countering hate speech. We're encouraging educators to also train the young people to refrain from elements of hate speech, because this vice can be born from us as much as people are young. So we want to begin training people from childhood that hate speech is a wrong thing. And then we have elements on digital literacy, training people on how to navigate the internet safely, and then media and information literacy that professors talked about. How should people think critically and click wisely before putting out information to the public? So we do a lot. And then in terms of media, we also we build capacities for people to become more professional as they engage with the media, elements of self-regulation. What is it that you need to put on the outside and keep to yourself as well?
Still with you, Doreen, how effective do you think are the country's laws in countering these phenomena?
So hate speech seems something that has been existent, but we really haven't put it into book or writing. And hate speech, more or less, the fact that we are growing digitally, it is something that could be incorporated into our regulations that have to do with that have to do with digital technology. South Sudan, we are still growing, and we still have a space to incorporate all these elements. For instance, we have a law an order on computer misuse. I think it's something that the NCA is still developing, and these are elements that are coming in that we need to incorporate as well. How do we regulate ourselves as citizens in terms of law? Yes, and what are the punishments if as someone's communication results into violence or inciting a genocide?
Yes, Professor, would you like to jump in on that particular point there? On how effective the country's laws are in countering hate speech.
Yes, I think one of the issues that need to be addressed is actually this issue of media and information literacy for citizens. I think if citizens are educated, you know, on how they access, you know, how they consume and how they make decisions, you know, on the type of information that they are accessing, I think it will help, you know, it will help them in making the right decisions. What that means is that there is this concept of critical thinking. people need to really think critically on before they consume the information, whether it is online, whether it's on radio, whether it's on television, whether it's on print. Mm. So critical thinking is actually a key in trying to, you know, identify the kind of, because people, by the way, when they communicate, there is, in communication, there is an idea.
Right.
The idea first comes to the person, and then the person think of the idea and want to share the idea with someone. Then the person creates, you know, the person creates a message.
Hmm.
That's the responsibility of the person based on the idea that has come to that person's mind.
Right.
And then find the audience. You have to know your audience, you know, as a creator of the information. Who are your audience? Are they children? Are they youth? Are they women? Are they adults? Are they parliamentarians? Are they public figures? And so on and so on. Or are they academics? Then once you have identified your audience, then you create the information in such a way that the message actually addresses, you know, the audience, which means that they will be able to understand, you know, the message that is sent to them. So communication, or, you know, this issue of being communication literate really needs this concept of critical thinking skills. So
right.
It is very, very important, because it allows people to understand and to address situations based on what the available facts and information.
Mm-hmm.
So that is really what is required.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Just 13 minutes to the top of the hour. And as we conclude, what is the role of this community and the government to ensure that we combat hate speech? Doreen, I'll come to the professor later.
Yes. Thank you very much. So when tackling issues of hate speech, it is something that concerns all of us. It concerns the government, religious groups, individuals, families, men and women. It concerns all of us. So with the government, we need to come up with policies and regulations that protect citizens but also counter hate speech. And then for the individuals and different groups, we need to know what is good, what is good for the public and what is not good for the public. And to be able to counter hate speech, you should be a peace-loving person. If you love peace, then you'll put out good messages. But if it's the other way, then yes, we get the wrong information. So for me, it's all about the policies and then restraining ourselves as individuals or citizens of the country.
Mm. Right.
Yes.
Yes, Professor.
There is this concept of being a responsible citizen. A responsible citizen is the responsibility of each and every citizen of any country or of the world. You know, if you do not want any harm to happen to you, then do not also harm other people. That is what is meant by a responsible citizen.
Mm.
And that starts from your thinking, your creativity, how you communicate to people. What kind of message do you send to people? Do you send messages of hatred? Do you send messages of love? So first you have to ask yourself whether you love yourself and whether you love other people and whether you want nothing bad to happen to you. And if nothing bad you want happen to you, do you also want something bad happen to other people? No. Then what about your country or the place where you live in? Do you live it? Do you love it? Do you love the people? And if that is the case, then the way you communicate, the way you talk to people, the language you use, the words you select should be the words of love, the words of togetherness,
right,
the words of unity, the words of progress, the words of development, and the words of prosperity. So every word that you select must be for growth purposes,
mm-hmm,
for the happiness and well-being of human beings or society as a whole.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Professor Chaplain Kara and Doreen Lobuka, thank you so much for your time.